Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today I want to talk about those rare occasions when we are out of mobile phone contact. My son hassles me from time to time because I have, from time to time, become irrationally worried when we are out and about and I notice the battery life on my mobile phone has dipped below, say, 70% or so. It could be because I travel a fair bit and rely on my mobile phone more than most people for essential functions, or that for the last 7 or 8 years I no longer have a working home phone, so my mobile is often the only way to contact me, or it could be that I need up-to-date scores on basketball, soccer, or whatever sport that's going on that I care about. Actually, that's probably it. But all of us probably at one time or another feel the creeping anxiety or frustration, maybe even fear that comes from being without our mobile phones, either from a dead battery, or being in a place with no mobile data service, or even one of the rare and disappearing fast places where mobile phone use is not permitted. How long could you go in a non-emergency, normal life situation without having access to a working and functional mobile phone? An hour? Maybe two? Maybe much less than that if you were the kind of person who more or less runs your life and your business and family stuff from your mobile phone. It turns out this anxiety and fear of being out of mobile phone contact has a name, or at least a proposed name, nomophobia, from our friends at Wikipedia. Nomophobia is a proposed name for the phobia of being out of cellular phone contact. The term, an abbreviation for no mobile phone phobia, was coined during a 2008 study by the UK Post Office, who commissioned YouGov, a UK-based research organization evaluating anxieties suffered by mobile phone users. The study found that nearly 53% of mobile phone users in Britain tend to be anxious when they lose their mobile phone, run out of battery or credit, or have no network coverage. I'd say since 2008, the year of the study I just referenced, that the percentage of folks who would admit to being anxious if they were without their working mobile phone would be much, much higher. Like everyone, I'm thinking. Why bring this up? Maybe you're thinking. It is pretty obvious. We're all relying on our mobile phones and we get a little anxious and squirrely when we don't have them. Well, because I think there's at least some responsibility in the workplace, from workplace rules and norms, when associated and workplace technologies are contributing to this phenomenon. The original research into the causes of nomophobia most often cited people's need to keep in touch with and be available to friends and family as the prime driver of their anxiety during times when they had no mobile access. Today, for many, if not most, employees and even contingent workers, I would also add the need to be able to see, respond, and otherwise be accessible to work as another significant driver of nomophobia-type anxiety. Sure, we need to be able to text our kids to find out where they are, when they need to be picked up maybe, or when they're coming home. Not being able to perform those functions, it's a real hassle and can be anxiety-filled. But I bet if you were honest with yourself, you would rank missing an important email from the CEO or the boss or a client almost as high on your list of nomophobia triggers. Once any tool becomes a workplace tool, the folks who architect and design work and our relationships to the tools we use for work have at least some responsibility to ensure that these tools are used, well, responsibly. It's probably worth a minute or two, and you maybe don't have time for this in your busy schedule, but I think a little bit more about what we expect, demand, and require from our teams and ourselves when it comes to being always accessible to work. We have a lot in our lives to be nervous and anxious about without worrying about missing a random email at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.